big, big event taking place right now.
Well, COVID's changed our lives forever, but I think most of us here in Australia, we do, as horrendous as it was last year and still continues to be at times, we've got people over in Perth in lockdown, I think on the whole we feel pretty lucky for how we've managed to get through COVID and compared to overseas countries.
I think Queensland had about 7 or 8 weeks of a really hard lockdown, and that was it for last year.
Yes, and we've got a lot of Aussies still stranded overseas and been desperate to get back. And one of those people who has managed to just get back is someone very dear to me, my eldest daughter's bestie, Loz. She's in quarantine in Darwin and she joins us right now. Good morning, Loz.
Good morning.
How are you finding the heat in Darwin at the moment?
It's not too bad. It's more humid. But, you know, I always just picture Darwin to be super hot and I might get a tan, but it's actually stormy and rainy. So I'll be coming back as light as ever.
Now, you spent your whole COVID over in Scotland with your your partner, Cameron, who's still there. When did you go over to Scotland and when did that all kick in for you?
Well, I moved over to the UK in December 2018 to be with my partner, Cameron. And we actually moved into London. And then November, just before the pandemic hit in March 2020, we moved up to Scotland, which we were so blessed, because people just have it so difficult, you know, in a small, close quarters, apartment-style living in London. So pretty much from that point on, we were actually away on a holiday, got back, and COVID was there. So we were renovating our house. We couldn't even move into our house. We had to live with Cameron's brother for a period of about 5-6 months. So we finally got into our home, but, you know, it's predominantly lockdown, a little bit of release, lockdown again, a little bit of release, and obviously we're in our third lockdown now.
And, well, that's right. So kids are going back to school. Is it soon over in Scotland?
Yeah, they've just released yesterday, actually. I've been following it since I've been back, that they're going to do a staggered approach on the 22nd because the vaccine rollout is going quite well, particularly in Scotland because the population is smaller, obviously. England, it's a lot harder hit. But I think the lockdown for adults will still be in place until at least the end of March.
See, that vaccine is very important. That is what's actually, you know, keeping a lot of people alive, they're finding in that evidence now in that part of the world. How is it going with Cameron there and you here? What's the reason you've come back and he couldn't?
Well, I've drawn a little bit of, you know, just unlucky, I think. I was actually offered a job when we moved to Scotland the day of lockdown and they had to rescind that. So I went through a period last year of just not being employed in Scotland and not finding a job. So that was really difficult for me. Obviously, having a home base here with my family, my old employer had offered me a job here. And, you know, there's no point, I think, in me sitting around there not being employed just for, you know, our future. Cameron plans to come over when he can, but it's just a bit of a sacrifice, I think, this year in order just to make our life, really.
Now, I know that you did it really tough last year, Loz. Sadly, you had to miss your brother's wedding, who you're very close to, obviously, and you missed Jess's the birth of her baby, little baby Miller. I mean, I know what you went through last year, and obviously there are a lot of Aussies and people overseas. Did you reach out to other Aussies over there? I mean, were you all going through it together over in Scotland?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I had a couple of friends as well, but they were living in London. There's Facebook groups for support, so constantly, you know, just being there for each other. You know, people trying to find flights home, obviously that's one of the biggest things, is people are just so desperate to see their family and friends for some kind of support, because you do feel isolated amongst the rest of the world, and especially obviously seeing on social media all your friends having a lovely time and your family, and obviously, like you mentioned, my brother and his wife's wedding and the birth of Miller. So it's just a bit of a surreal feeling that you can't get there. So it's just a mental process, that's for sure.
And now the next mental process occurs where you're away from your partner now. That's going to cause more stress till you can get together. So we feel for you.
Yeah. Thank you. I think I meant, you know what, though, after the past two years, I think I've become mentally stronger, even though it's been tough. And hopefully, you know, for other Aussies, they find reconciliation in that as well, that they've got through something that a lot of other people haven't. Hopefully it makes you stronger at the end of the day.
I'm sure that it will, and I can't wait to have you back in Brisbane. What are your digs like there? Are you in a donga or are you in a motel room?
I'm in a little mining donga. I've got a single bed life. I've got balcony though, so I'm blessed compared to some people that just have to stay, in a hotel room. So got some fresh air at least.
Yeah. She's got some fresh air. Loz in lockdown. You're in Lozdown.